端午节根本不是为了纪念屈原。
Dragon Boat Festival is not primarily for commemorating Qian.
但最后屈原却成了端午节最重要的人。
But finally, Qian became the most important figure of the Dragon Boat Festival.
这到底是怎么回事？
What's going on?
今天咱们一个视频把端午节彻底唠清楚。
Today, we will have a video to thoroughly explain the Dragon Boat Festival.
先说一个事实。
Let me start with a fact.
端午节并不是为了纪念屈原而诞生的。
Dragon Boat Festival is not created to commemorate Qian.
屈原当然伟大，端午节当然和屈原有关。
First of all, of course, the Dragon Boat Festival is related to Qian.
但如果从历史和学术的角度来说
,However, from a historical and academic perspective,
端午节的历史啊，其实比屈原更早。
The history of the Dragon Boat Festival is actually earlier than that of Qian.
证据何在
?Where is the evidence?
首先我们要搞清楚一个问题。
First, we need to clarify a question.
就是一个节日的起源你不能看它后来的传说。
If the origin of a festival cannot be seen from its later legends,
而要看最早的文献依据屈原呢生活在战国末年。
And to see the earliest literary sources, Qian lived in a declining state.
如果端午节真是为了纪念屈原而产生
If the Dragon Boat Festival was truly created to commemorate Qian.
那么理论上
So theoretically,
在战国秦汉时期的文献记载里
In the records of the warring states, Qin and Han periods,
就应该能够找到相关的记载。
There should be relevant records to find.
而事实上并没有。我们今天能看到的先秦文献里根本就没有端午为了纪念屈原这样的说法。
In fact, there is no evidence in the pre-Qin literature that we can see today that there is no celebration of the Dragon Boat Festival to commemorate Qian.
反倒是五月这个特殊的月份
However, May, this special month,
在屈原之前就已经非常重要了。
It was already very important before Qian.
《礼记月令》里边记载了完整的仲夏时令制度。
The Book of Rites, specifically the section on monthly calendar, contains a complete system of summer regulations.
仲夏就是农历五月，大代。
Summer is the fifth month of the lunar calendar.
礼记夏小正同样记载了五月的物候。
The Book of Rites also records that in May, there was fog.
祭祀以及相关的农事活动。
Rituals and related agricultural activities.
这说明什么?
What does this mean?
这说明至少在先秦时期。
This indicates that at least during the pre-Qin period,
中国就已经形成了一整套的五月文化。
China has already formed a complete set of five sacred mountains culture.
五月并不是一个普通的月份。
The five elders are not an ordinary month.
它本身就具有特殊的意义。
It has its own special significance.
但这还不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important thing.
更关键的一点是
More importantly,
到了东汉时期
In the Eastern Han Dynasty,
我们已经能够看到五月五日具有特殊性质的明确记载。
We have been able to see clear records of May 5th having special significance.
东汉王充的论衡里边说
According to Wang Chong's Lun Heng,
他说会举正月五月子以为正月五月子杀父于母。风俗同意。
He said that the custom of killing one's father and mother in the fifth month of the first month is the same as the custom of killing one's father and mother in the fifth month of the fifth month.
里边也有相似的记载。
There are also similar records.
苏说
It is said that
五月五日生子啊
Born on May 5th.
男害父女害母
Man, father and mother.
其实还有更早的文献依据。
In fact, there are even earlier documents to support this.
那其实就是我们都比较熟悉的《史记》。
It's actually just the familiar records of the grand historian.
孟尝君列传里边说
According to the biography of Meng Changzhen,
他说田婴有子四十余人。
He said that Tan Ying had over 40 children.
其贱妾有子名文，文以五月五日生。英告其母曰
He was named Wenwen by his parents, and on May 5th, he told his mother,
勿举也
I am,
其母窃举生之。后来
After her mother's death,
田文长大了
Chan grew up,
见到父亲有这样一段对话
Here's a snippet of a conversation between a father and his son.
田文问他老爸说
Tian asked his dad,
君
My dear,
所以不举五岳子者何故
So why don't we mention the five sacred mountains?
田英回答说
Tian Ying replied,
五岳子者长与护旗
Five mountains, the son of Long and the protector of Kai,
将不利其父母
To harm their parents.
田文说
Tan Wen said,
人生受命于天乎
Are we born to live a predetermined life?
将受命于户也
To be entrusted with.
田英
Tan Ying
默然这里透露出一个重要的信息
Suddenly, an important piece of information was revealed.
就是五月五日已经被视为一个非常特殊的日子
May 5th is a very special day.
而这种观念呢
And this idea
绝不可能是一夜之间形成的
It's impossible to achieve overnight.
它一定是经历了一个漫长的发展过程
He must have gone through a long development process.
孟尝君、田文跟屈原差不多同时代吧
Meng Changzhen, Tian Wen, and Qun were all contemporaries.
也就是说
That is to say,
最晚在战国五月五日就已经拥有了特殊的民俗意义。
By May 5th of the Warring States period, it had already acquired special folk significance.
很多民俗学家认为
Many folklorists believe that
端午节最初正是在这种五岳的禁忌文化的基础上
The Dragon Boat Festival originally originated from this taboo culture in May
发展而来的
Developed
那么问题来了
So the question is
古人为什么如此的重视
Why did ancients value it so much?
五岳害怕五岳
May fears May
因为五月是疫病高发期
Because May is the peak season for the disease
天气炎热
The weather is hot
蛇虫滋生瘟疫流行
Snakes and insects breed and cause epidemics
对于没有现代医学的古人来说呢
For people in ancient times who didn't have modern medicine
这是全年最危险的时节之一
This is one of the most dangerous times of the year.
因此啊，五月初五就逐渐形成了一系列的驱邪避疫活动啊，像
Therefore, by the 5th of May, a series of activities to ward off evil and avoid bad luck had gradually formed.
什么挂艾草啊
？What does it look like hanging with mugwort?
悬菖蒲
Kettles.
配香囊，
To pack a sachet.
系五彩绳。
Tie the colorful rope.
饮药酒。这些东西啊。
These kinds of medicinal wine.
看起来神神秘秘，其实很多都具有现实意义。
It seems that many things that appear mysterious and secretive actually have real significance.
艾草它能够驱虫吗？
Can Artemisia annua repel insects?
菖蒲也含有芳香挥发物。
Chamomile also contains fragrant volatile compounds.
香囊里的这些苍竹。
These bamboo in the sachet.
白芷
white bark,
藿香等药材
patchouli and other medicinal herbs,
也有驱虫避秽的作用。
It also has the function of repelling insects. And,
换句话说呢
in other words,
端午节最早的底色其实是古人的夏季防疫节。
The earliest origin of the Dragon Boat Festival is actually the ancient summer prevention festival.
如果用今天的话来说呢
If we were to use today's language,
差不多相当于古代版的全民卫生运动
roughly equivalent to the ancient version of the public health movement.
不过关于端午起源
However, regarding the origin of the Dragon Boat Festival,
学术界
academia,
还有另外一种重要的观点。
Here is another important point. Arnold,
这就是著名的学者闻一多先生提出来的龙图腾说。
This is the famous scholar Wen Yiduo's theory of dragon god.
闻一多先生在《端午考》等文章当中认为，端午最古老的核心。
Mr. Wen Yiduo believed that the most ancient core of the Dragon Boat Festival, such as in his essays Dragon Boat Festival Examination and others,
其实与长江流域吴越民族的龙神崇拜有关。
In fact, it is related to the worship of dragons by the ethnic groups in the Yangtze River Basin.
大家可以想一想。
Everyone, let's think about it.
为什么要叫龙舟啊
？Why is it called dragon axes?
为什么船头一定要做成龙头
？Why does the bow of a ship have to be shaped like a head?
为什么京都以后还要祭江？这些都不像是单纯为了纪念屈原。
Why did Kyoto still have these things that didn't seem to be purely for commemorating Qwen?
一个人，闻一多认为，他说赛龙舟本质上是一种祭龙的仪式。
According to the theory of one hears, one understands. He believes that dragon boat racing is essentially a ritual of sacrificing to dragons.
而向江中投放食物
and throw food into the river.
最初祭祀的对象也不是屈原
The original object of sacrifice was not Yuan,
而是水中的龙神。
Instead, it is the dragon god in the water.
更有意思的是呢，最早盛行龙舟竞渡的很多地区属于吴越文化圈。
What's interesting is that many of the earliest regions where dragon boat races were prevalent belonged to the Wuyu cultural circle.
并不是屈原所生活的楚国的核心区域。
Not the core area of Chu State where Qwen lived.
这就说明赛龙舟这一习俗本身比纪念屈原的传统还要古老。
This proves that the dragon boat racing custom is older than the traditional commemoration of Qwen.
因此啊，今天的学界普遍认为端午节并不是单一起源。
Therefore, today, academia generally believes that the Dragon Boat Festival is not a single origin,
而是一个不断叠加形成的复合型节日。
And it is a continuously superimposed composite festival.
其中包含了上古的曲艺的习俗。
It also contains the peculiar customs of the ancient times.
五月的禁忌文化。
Five mountains taboos.
龙神祭祀传统。
Dragon worship tradition.
夏至时令文化这些，还有以及后来的这些历史人物纪念。
Summer solstice culture these, as well as later historical figures, commemorate.
著名民俗学家姜少元先生也认为
Famous folklorist Mr. Jiang Xieyuan also believes that
他说净度之俗实在比屈原、伍子胥、勾践三个人都早。
He said that the progress of the times was really earlier than that of Qiyuan, Wu Zixu, and Zhu Yuanzheng.
龙舟竞渡的真源时
The true source of the dragon boat's progress is
必须离开屈原、伍子胥、勾践等等去求，是毫无疑问的。
There is no doubt that one must leave Qiyuan, Gao Jin, and others to seek help.
说到这里呢
Speaking of this,
咱们再说回到屈原。
Well, let's go back to Qiyuan.
既然端午节不是因为屈原而产生
Since the Dragon Boat Festival is not because of Qiyuan,
为什么后来全国人民一提起端午，第一想到的就是屈原呢？原因很简单啊。
Why did later everyone in the country think of Qiyuan when they mentioned the Dragon Boat Festival? The reason is simple.
因为屈原实在是太伟大了。
Because Qiyuan is really great.
公元前278年
In 278 BC,
秦将白起攻破楚国的都城郢都，楚国威王屈原
King General Bai Kai attacked the capital of Chu, Ying. Chu was in danger, and Qiyuan,
悲愤至极
rage,
最终投汨罗江而死
Ultimately, he drowned in the Min River.
后世百姓敬仰他的品格
The people of the future will admire his character.
于是逐渐的把原本存在的五月节俗与纪念屈原结合在一起。
Gradually, the original May Day customs were combined with the commemoration of Qiyuan.
但有一个细节
But there is one detail.
很多人并不知道，目前能够明确把端午与屈原联系起来的早期文献是南朝梁吴钧的《续齐谐记》，书中这样记载说
Many people are unaware that the earliest texts that can clearly link the Dragon Boat Festival to Qiyuan are the continued records of the Strange and Wonderful by Wu Zhan of the Southern Dynasty Liang, which states,
屈原五月五日投汨罗水
Qiyuan threw himself into the Mary River on May 5th.
楚人哀之
The people mourned.
至此
Thus,
日以竹筒子注米投水以祭之注意这个时间续齐谐记成书于南朝
The time to do this is when the bamboo shoots are full of rice and water So pay attention to this time to avoid evil and worship the mature gods in the southern dynasty
距离屈原去世已经过去了
It has been a long time since Qiyuan passed away.
将近800年。
Almost 800 years.
那么这说明什么?
What does this mean?
这说明从史学角度。
This indicates, from a historical perspective,
我们无法证明端午节起源于纪念屈原。
We cannot prove that the dragon boat festival originated from commemorating Qiyuan.
但我们能够看到，随着历史的发展
，When we can see the development of history,
屈原的故事
，The story of Qiyuan,
不断的融入
，Continuous integration,
端午节最终呢成为端午节最重要的文化象征。
The Dragon Boat Festival eventually became the most important cultural symbol of the Dragon Boat Festival.
所以，如果有人问
，So if someone asks，
端午节到底是不是纪念屈原
？Is Dragon Boat Festival really commemorating Qun？
最准确的回答应该是，端午节最初并非因屈原而产生。
The most accurate answer should be that the Dragon Boat Festival was not originally created because of Qun。
但屈原最终赋予了端午节独特的精神内涵与文化厚度。
However, Qun ultimately gave the Dragon Boat Festival a unique spiritual connotation and cultural depth.
春节讲团圆。
Spring Festival is all about family reunions.
中秋讲思念。
Mid-Autumn Festival is about expressing longing.
而端午节讲的是家国情怀。
And the Dragon Boat Festival is about patriotism.
讲的是人格操守。
It talks about integrity and character.
讲的是那种意欲心之所善兮。
This is about the intention of the heart.
所以九死其犹未悔的坚韧执着。
So, the unwavering determination even in the face of death.
讲的是常态兮
It talks about sign
以眼替兮爱民生之多艰的那种忧国忧民
With a sigh lamenting the suffering of the people
这也是为什么在2009年端午节被联合国教科文组织列入人类非物质文化遗产代表作名录的时候
This is also why, in 2009, the Dragon Boat Festival was listed as a representative list of intangible cultural heritage of UNESCO.
世界看到的不仅仅是粽子和龙舟。
What the world sees is not just Zongzi and Dragon Boats.
更是中华文明延续数千年的文化记忆。
This is also a cultural memory that has lasted for thousands of years in Chinese civilization.
两千多年过去了。
2,000 years have passed.
汨罗江水依旧东流，龙舟。
The river of Miri still flows east.
依然竞渡，粽叶。
Still, the quiet leaves of the Zongzi tree.
依旧飘香。而离骚的吟唱
The lingering fragrance of the lingering song
依然回荡
Still echoes
在中华民族的精神长河之中
In the spiritual river of the Chinese nation
路漫漫其修远兮
The road is long and winding
吾将上下
I will go up and down
而求索
In search of
这或许才是端午节能够穿越千年。
This might be the reason why the Dragon Boat Festival can transcend through 1,000 years.
直到今天依然鲜活的真正原因。
The real reason that is still alive today.
视频到这里就应该结束了。
The video should be over here.
但我还想多说几句。
But I still want to say a few more things.
叫彩蛋也好。
Call it Easter egg.
叫扯蛋也行。
It's also okay to call it shit.
韩国呀。
Korea.
韩国有江陵端午祭。
Korea has the Jeongju-dano Festival.
2005年被列入联合国教科文组织非物质文化遗产。
Listed as an UNESCO intangible cultural heritage in 2005.
我还记得当时消息传来。
I still remember when the news came out.
国人都炸了锅。
The whole country went crazy.
觉得韩国人又抢走了中国的端午节。
I feel like Koreans have stolen the Dragon Boat Festival from China again.
其实啊，我认为这是好事儿。
Actually, I think this is a good thing.
端午节的原型出自中国。
The prototype of Dragon Boat Festival comes from China.
但他在韩国长成了另外一棵树。
But he grew into another tree in Korea.
这恰恰说明汉文化的基因足够强大。
This perfectly demonstrates the strength of the genes of Chinese culture.
能够在不同的土壤里结出他自己的果。
To be able to grow his own fruit in different soils.
我们中国自己的端午节
Our Chinese Dragon Boat Festival.
后来在2009年的时候
Later in 2009.
也被联合国教科文组织正式批准
Also formally approved by UNESCO.
列入了人类非物质文化遗产代表作名录。
Includes the UNESCO World Heritage List of Intangible Cultural Heritage.
端午节成为中国首个入选世界非遗的节日。
Dragon Boat Festival becomes the first Chinese festival to be listed on the World Heritage List.
与其纠结
Instead of dwelling on it.
谁抢了谁的节日？
Who stole whose holiday?
不如看到一种文化
Instead of seeing a culture,
能让不同民族以自己的方式敬奉
Allow different ethnic groups to worship in their own way.
传承
Inherit
发扬
Promote
这才是强大
This is what strength is.
这才是真正的文化自信
This is true cultural confidence.